show here something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Cell Signal Storm Podcast.
By count, we have 23 states that are full-on school choice, parental school choice, meaning the parents decide where the money goes as to how their children are educated. Now, there are 30 states that have hybrid versions, keeping one toe in GovEd, one toe in, and giving some parents some say. I don't believe the government should have any say in this. Where the heck in the Constitution does it say that government should be administering education? It doesn't. It is nowhere in there. So I am not a fan of any of these hybrid states, but it's better than nothing. Now, in the great state of Texas and states like California and New York and other places that are left-wing, and sadly, Texas hasn't been left-wing for all these years, but still, this is something the Republican Party couldn't get done here. As a matter of fact, you've got Republicans in Texas who looked straight in the camera during the election and said, "I'm never giving you school choice," and flipped off their own constituents. It is the damnedest thing I ever saw. So those of you outside of the state of Texas who might be thinking, well, there's no way that conservative state would be into this totalitarian use of GovEd against parents and against children, and you would be wrong. We are still among the knuckle-dragging states that basically empower government to instruct our children, to our children's detriment, to this society's detriment. So I'm hoping that for those of you who are in states that have seen the light, you're able to hear these things, pass these on to your friends and family in other states that have not. And I'm hoping that those states who are still yearning to breathe free from under the yoke of government oppression and tyranny. And this, folks, I've got to tell you, the GovEd system is not unlike the IRS, not unlike the Department of Injustice, unlike the FBI, unlike Treasury. These are all government agencies, and they exist to perpetuate themselves, not to benefit you. They have lost sight of their mission inside of GovEd to the point to where your kids, where is that story? I have a story, hold on a minute, out of Chicago. 55 schools in Chicago alone. I'm not talking about all of Illinois. I'm just talking in Chicago. 55 schools in Chicago have students inside of GovEd, actually the entirety of the schools, have children that cannot read. Nobody in the school can read to grade level or do math to grade level. 55 schools, none of their students can perform to grade level. And that's what happens when you put left-wing Marxists in charge of your child's education. Big government apparatchiks in charge of your child's education. They fail your child. And it goes beyond just the academics, although that's the most important thing. Did you see this video? What happened in a place called Matanzas High School in Palm Coast, Florida. Palm Coast, Florida, a conservative state. This teacher's aide takes away a Nintendo video game from this kid because he had it in school. Wrong for him to have it in school. So she takes it away. The video shows this teacher walking down the hallway and this kid barreling into her full speed, knocking her out, and starts beating the living tar out of her. This is what the Democrats have done. This is their idea of discipline. By the way, there are people walking by that just watch this happen. They see this teacher just getting laid out and then just keep on walking. Oh, well, not none of my business. These are the values that left-wing Marxists inside of GovEd are imparting onto your children. And parents are seeing this stuff and saying, no more. I want this to stop. And then the school board members say, what are you going to do about it? I got your money. Your despicable and disgraceful politicians make sure I get your money. What are you going to do about it? Bada bing, bada boom. So parents are saying, look, we've got to do something about this. There is a debate in the great state of Texas happening right now. Which way do we go? Vouchers, education savings accounts, and then how do we stop government from getting its greasy, demented meat hooks into, you know, private education? The folks inside of parochial schools or in homeschooling? That's the big question. We talked to an expert. Part two of our series, GovEd, Righting a Great Wrong with Parental School Choice. That's next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and there are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texas.
What is government's job? Now, the citizen would say government's job is to serve the people, but it never works out that way, folks. Government sees it differently. Government says our job is to preserve and continue to grow government. It's job security. This is a concept the founding fathers knew well. So that's what gave birth to the idea of limited constitutional government. That government's natural tendency was to grow big and perpetuate itself to the point to where it would lose its reason for being. Right now, our government exists to keep on going, to keep government. It is why we have a transportation secretary, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is nowhere to be found after a train derails in Ohio, and why he's sitting in Washington, D.C. talking about too many white guys on a job site. That's what happens. Government exists to perpetuate itself. That's why the founding fathers wanted to put limits on it. So too is it with GovEd. GovEd no longer exists to educate your children. It exists to make, and you know what? Left-wingers will tell you in unguarded moments, they will tell you the most important thing in America is GovEd, not educating children. GovEd. They will tell you with a straight face. So as we Americans start trying to put our children and us first, how we unravel all of the tripwires that they have laid for us, trying to make sure that they continue to get our money without any accountability, how we unravel all of that and the solutions that we come up with is incredibly important. And that's why I want to dedicate some time to this and have a conversation with Richard Johnson. He serves as the director of the Booker T. Washington Initiative at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He has 30 years experience as an educator right here in the great state of Texas. Sir, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, sir. And I appreciate you taking out the time. I'm going to lay down some headlines for you, and then I'm going to get your reaction to the headlines, because I think these headlines inform Texans as to why we need a change, that the status quo with GovEd is no longer acceptable. The first one comes from the People's Republic of California. This is a pre-K teacher who claims that he is a professor of early childhood development. He says that childhood innocence is a myth, arguing that babies have sexual preferences as early as 3 months, and that we should be having conversations about queerness with toddlers, and if we don't, it's very white, Christian, upper class, cisgendered, and heterocentric. That's one headline. Here's another one from Texas, Boyd, Texas. Teacher arrested for sending nude photos of herself to a student. And then from Bishop, Texas, another teacher arrested, charged with 5 counts of an improper relationship with a student. I think those headlines all feed into one another, and I believe it's why so many parents, part of the reason why so many parents are clamoring for school choice in Texas. Am I wrong?
I think you spot dead on, Chris. You know, listening to those headlines, those folks sound more like predators than teachers. You know, I've been in the education field for 30 years. My doctorate degree is in education, and I happen to be a black male. And I believe that the first thing that we need to be trying to teach kids when they come to school is math, reading, science, and their basic core courses that'll develop the foundation to help them become successful as they move forward in their academic careers and become solid, productive people in our society. And hopefully some of them, like myself, will serve in the military.
Well, thank you for serving the country, by the way. And I had a conversation with the Attorney General of Texas yesterday, Ken Paxton, on the Newsmax show. And it was the last question I'd asked him about the state legislature has shown. They pass laws and then they take a nap. They pass these laws saying, okay, we're going to ban critical race theory. Okay, that's fine. Then all the left wing does is change the name and it gets back into our schools, right? So the legislature has proven, A, they don't have the desire to police our schools. B, they don't have the resources. There is no army from the legislature going out and making sure that these school districts comply, Mr. Washington, with edicts coming from Texas. They're more concerned about complying with Washington edicts, right? Left-wing edicts. So they've shown they have no ability to police these school districts, i.e., there was a directive that came down from our governor who said, you cannot force masks onto kids without parental consent. And these school districts said, so what? We don't care what the governor says. We're going to do what we want. And the legislature made that environment. So any draft bill that we have must accept, first off, that government doesn't have the ability nor the wherewithal to police GovEd. Can we start there?
Well, one of the things I'd like to share with you, because I was a part of that team that helped with the anti-CRT policy. One of the things that we're able to do is we're able to go out and educate the public and also help them. There are a lot of great parents out there, and I've met a lot of them, Chris, over the last year and a half that have just stepped up to the plate and in their efforts been to make sure that critical race theory was banned and that the order of the legislature was actually implemented. They stepped up to the plate and started running for school boards. And we had a great opportunity to educate them, provide them with resources in terms of research. And they actually began to take over school boards. So there's a way in our system to make sure that the laws that the governor signs into the bills that the governor signs into law actually work and are implemented. But we all, as American citizens, have to stand up against things like critical race theory or this wokeness that's going around with gender identity and males playing female sports. We have to stand up as Americans and engage the American spirit of righteousness and the values that made this great nation and fight against that. That's a rising tide of ignorance, and we have to basically push back.
Amen to that. By the way, Richard Johnson is our guest. He serves as the director of the Booker T. Washington Initiative of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. And I think you made my point. We already have an army of individuals who are willing and able to hold schools accountable to what they're teaching our children, and we call them parents. So what I want to do in a school choice bill, and let's debate about what this is going to look like, because there are several different ways it can be constructed, but the main core has to be that we empower parents with the power of the purse, and government gets its tentacles out of the decision-making process and no strings attached from government. That's a laudable goal, and that's what that's what this bill should start off with, correct?
Absolutely. And that's what we're looking at. I mean, if you look at Representative Briscoe Cain's bill, and I think, of course, Senator Middleton. Mm-hmm. Bill out, excuse me, and on the Senate side, these are what we call universal school choice bills. This gives parents 100% control of their children's educational options, and the dollars follow the child with no strings attached. And because one of the things that we found out, Chris, is that a lot of our private schools, most of our private schools, are outperforming our public schools.
Sure.
If you look at the NAEP data that came out 2 months ago, the only group that didn't suffer learning loss as a result of COVID, Catholic schools.
Exactly. Well, you know what? You just made a great point.
9 points.
Mr. Johnson, you made a great point I don't want to let go by. Because like, if you compare math scores from GovEd to private schools or charter schools, the private schools and GovEd are going to have higher math scores. Why? Because they're actually teaching math. In GovEd, they're teaching LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG, cultural Marxism. In GovEd, they're teaching the Hate Whitey program, known as critical race theory. In GovEd, they're teaching all this social emotional learning crap, which has nothing to do with academic performance. So I think a parent ought to be given the choice to look at, okay, I've got a school over here that's a Catholic school or a charter school or a private school that is actually teaching math, teaching science, teaching writing and arithmetic. And over here in the GovEd school, they're teaching, you know, Marxism and socialism and communism is great. You're such a great little girl, Johnny, and you're such a great little boy, Susie. They're teaching all of that garbage. So naturally, the schools that have a focus on academics are going to kick the collective rear ends of all of these GovEd schools, which have putting academics last or not even approaching academics. Is that a fair analysis?
That is a direct spot-on analysis, Chris. And here's the thing in America. The hallmark of America is our freedom. Why aren't we allowing parents to be free? 80% of Texans support school choice. Black, white, brown,
yep,
across the board. No matter what they're
Democrat, Republican, independent, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. So why are these legislators up here fighting school choice? Because in fighting the voice of the people, their own constituents. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
But here's the thing.
It makes dollars and cents. That's your answer.
It has to happen in Texas this time, Chris.
Yeah.
We have to get this thing across the finish line.
Amen.
My message to every Texan out there is stand up, let your voice be heard. We will not sit down and allow critical race theory to be taught in our classroom to our kids. And this alphabet soup, gender identity, immoral behavior be taught to our kids in our classrooms. It's time for us to take over education, get behind that army of parents, and let the wind blow.
Right. And you know what? And I'm, again, it's choice. So a parent, and there are parents out there because you've seen these parents, Richard, taking their kids to the transvestite story hours and the so-called family-friendly transvestite strip shows. You've seen parents that do that because they value their left-wing badge of honor over their children's well-being. The majority of Texas parents, though, are not into all that. So if your GovEd school wants to continue to teach the Hate Whitey program, cultural Marxism, great, you go ahead and do that. But parents will be allowed to take their money out of that school and go to a school that's actually teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences. Folks, we're talking to Richard Johnson. He is the director of the Booker T. Washington Initiative at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. We have options as to what a school choice program looks like, a parental school choice program. There are vouchers. There are these education savings accounts that are now in vogue. I think Iowa just passed a version of that. What does the TPPF favor, and what is getting the most steam here in Texas?
ESAs, educational savings accounts. And in my wallet, I carry a health savings account. It allows me to go to registered healthcare centers within that network and use my health savings account card. And I have freedom to do that. Why don't we have freedom with education? Why don't we give parents here's a novel idea, Chris. Why don't we let parents be in control of their own kids? When is it that the government steps in and controls your kids and lock you into a zip code with these chronically underperforming schools, the school-to-prison pipeline, these chronically failing schools, and these folks, because they don't have the money, they can't get out. That is modern-day slavery,
yes.
Locking people on the plantation.
Yes.
Let's open the gate, give parents an opportunity to go to schools of their choice, and I'll guarantee you this, and a lot of people have a problem with Christian or religious-based schools. Well, they're outperforming all the public schools right now. And to those folks who have an issue with that, Chris, I say give God a chance.
Amen. Amen. And you said a key word there in your description about describing the health savings account card that would translate over to the education savings account card that you have, and that was registered. And this is what gives a lot of the homeschool community and a lot of the private school community heartburn, because this idea of being a registered educational facility, this is the gateway that many of them see the government getting its meat hooks into Catholic education, for example. That, hey, you qualify as a registered education facility so long as you teach the LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG, cultural Marxism as a Catholic institution. So if you want that money and you want to be so-called registered, you've got to give up your Catholic teaching and your Catholic basis for being, and that's a no-go. So how do we stop the government from putting those strings on to gain access to this money? In other words, how do we write a bill that doesn't require educational facilities to compromise what's made them so successful?
One of the things you do is when you write the bill, Chris, you write all that crap out. I mean, it's crazy. You know, focus on math, reading, science, and the core courses.
Yes.
Focus. That's what the Catholic schools are great at doing. That's what the other local private schools, they're great at doing that. We need their model expanded upon. And we do not need to hamstring them with a failing model. Blending into a failing model. We have a failing model on the public school side.
Yep.
What we're going to have to do as Americans, if we want to save our next generation, which is our future, we are going to have to fight that right now, make sure the right and the correct language is in the bill, and the bill gets passed for universal school choice.
Understood.
At the end of the day, we have to have that, Chris.
Now, Governor Abbott has come out and said that he is going to have to insist that the money that is being transferred into these savings accounts is used for, quote, educational purposes, qualified educational purposes. So there has to be a standard set. We can't use the federal government because, as you know, it's woke and cancerous. We can't use any of the existing tests because they've all been compromised. They're all woke and cancerous. So as part of this bill, it is my suggestion, and I don't know if the TPPF has done any work on this, Texas has to create a new testing curriculum so that these institutions can qualify for this money, the state money, because the federal money, we can just write that off. The federal money is not coming to us, to our kids, but the state money will. So this test must be, as you've said several times in this interview already, it must be academics-based, reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences, and none of this woke cancer crap in there at all in this testing, and Texas must make a new test that qualifies these educational institutions. And as long as you meet these academic requirements, none of the social engineering requirements should be allowed in the test. We must do that as part of this bill, no?
No, I couldn't agree with you more, Chris. I couldn't agree with you more. That must happen. That's not a may. This is a shall and must happen approach. We have to take best practices. Right now, the private schools are just outperforming our public schools academically. The NAEP data, the National Report, told us that 2 months ago. And why aren't we using best practices?
Right.
That should be the model that we're using with our kids. The one that's getting us across the finish line in math, getting us across the finish line in reading, writing, English. And let me say one other thing. We have a competitor out there, which is China. They're not teaching all this woke stuff in their schools. They're not teaching people critical race theory in their schools. They're not teaching people you're a boy, but you may be a girl. They're not teaching this gender identity. They're teaching the core math, reading, and science, and they're blowing us out of the water. People, we better wake up right now. We need to get a bill across the finish line for parents to make that choice, and parents will. And I guarantee you this, they will make the right choice.
Last question I have for you, and it goes full circle, because as you and I have already articulated, GovEd is a failure. It's a failed system that even if you put good people in it, the system will ensure that they fail, and that they fail at educating our children. And one of the failures of the system is that GovEd insists that it's government's job to teach our children about sex. And as you saw in the top three stories that I shared with you, that the government can't do it correctly, and it's perverted. Whoever said it was government's job to teach our children about sex? Who said that? And don't we have to reverse that?
We have to reverse it right now, Chris. Because look, the government is not in the sex business. So those individuals within government who are putting themselves in the sex business need to get out of it and do what we are supposed to do and what we expect government to do, and that is respond to the service needs of the people. But when we talk education, we're talking academics. We're talking academics. And one of the good things that I really love about our faith oriented schools is they get to brush up against the cross, Chris. They get good morals, good values, American morals and values. One of the things that we say here in America, we say, in God we trust. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let's live up to that. America right now and our school systems can turn around. But they're not going to turn around if we leave them the way they are, and if we don't bring in an opportunity for choice and parents to bring in that other variable, that competing variable, which is the private schools and the Christian-based or faith-based schools right now that will help transform even those public schools, because they will be forced to innovate.
That's right. They're going to be forced to actually put a product out there that people want. And
right.
that's exactly what you and I have been talking about. GovEd says we want to mask your kids against the law and against your wishes. And parents say no. And right now they're powerless. We need to give them the power. GovEd wants to teach your kids LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG, cultural Marxism. Parents say no. But because parents don't have a lot of money, they're forced to keep their kids in that indoctrination center. So we need to force these left-wing administrators that make six figures on their salaries. We need to force them to make some tough choices, because life is about choices. If you want to be devoted to the left-wing and perversion, go ahead, but you're going to lose a lot of money if you decide to do that. If you want to have a successful school, you're going to have to, you know, teach. Richard Johnson serves as the director of the Booker T. Washington Initiative at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He has 30 years experience as an educator in this state. Sir, I appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Chris. And I just want the parents to know that's out there fighting. We have your back. Let's go get them.
Let's go get them indeed. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. That's going to do it, folks, for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast, part two of GovEd righting a great wrong with parental school choice. We have a couple of more offerings on this, so stay tuned. Want you to visit a couple of websites. First, TexasScorecard.com. They have some series they're working on over there themselves, including an examination of DIE, Diversity, Inclusion, Equity, DIE for short. Check that out, folks. It's going to be well worth your while. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you're there, you can check out all the social media platforms the Chris Salcedo Show is on. We haven't started advertising Twitter yet. We're still making up our minds whether or not we're going to stay. I have yet to run this by all audiences of the Salcedo Show and the Salcedo Storm podcast. So when we get that done and we get everybody's input, then we're going to decide whether we stay or whether we go. But you can find all the other places like Truth Social and Getter. We're all there. Parler. We're there. What am I forgetting? Rumble. Yeah, we're there as well. MeWe. So all of those, you'll be able to track down the Chris Salcedo Show. Also track us down on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That's Morning Talk Radio. There's an app for that so you can hear it all over. And on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern until 5. All right, till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, meaning its value, we don't measure it by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure it by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.